Okay, today is going to be the last day that we do the sugya of Karis B'Mila. Bez Hashem, on Monday we will start a new sugya. And on Sunday, I'm open for suggestions. If there's a topic that you want, or a sefer you want to hear about, or a Torah personality that you want to hear about, maybe we could do Torah personalities and their Torah. You know, that's pretty much what the Akdama Shir is anyway. So let me know, and happy to do that. But right now, I just want to go through with you a few last bits and pieces about Karis B'Mila. What we found is, what we started to discuss yesterday was a stira in the Rambam, and I think this stira in the Rambam really educates us into how to handle stiras in general in learning. It's a very good pedagogical kind of Rambam to look at. Because what did the Rambam say? The Rambam, we know that there are, the Gemara says, the Gemara we started with in Gibbon Beis says that there are only two mitzvahs asay in the Torah for which one gets kares. And those two mitzvahs asay are Mila and Karban Pesach. And we've been focused on Mila, obviously. So says the Rambam. So now one would imagine, right, that if you violate that mitzvah asay, since that's one of the only two for which you get kares. Right? So whenever one can be said to have violated that mitzvah asay, he's chayev kares. That's what it should mean, right? And the Rambam says, "V'kol yom v'yom she'ya'avar alav mishiyigdal v'lo'yimol esatzmo." Every single day that a person that passes by, when a person grows up and is not mal himself, harei hu mevatel mitzvah sase. He has been mevatel a mitzvah sase. And what should that mean in our language? It should mean he's chayiv kares each and every day, because after all, the bittul mitzvah of Mila gets you kares. But then the Rambam contradicts himself because he says, "Aval einu chayiv kares ach yamas u'arol b'mezid." No, but you're not chayiv kares until someone dies as narol. So which is it? If the bittul asay is chayiv kares and you're mevatel asay every day, shouldn't it be chayiv kares every day? How can you then turn around and say, "No, chayiv kares is only when he dies"? It's a stira in the Rambam. Clear on the stira? So whenever you have this kind of stira, there are three ways, speaking very broadly, that you can deal with it. When you have statement A seems to contradict statement B. So either you can say statement A is being misunderstood or is not meant to be taken literally or something like that. Mess around with statement A a little bit. No, what's your second option? Statement B is not to be understood the way you're understanding it. Mess around with that a little bit. Or, third option, and this is what's known as the Brisker Derech, is to say statement A is 100% true and statement B is 100% true. You think they're talking about the same halacha? They're talking about two totally different halachas. You think it's all just Mila? There's Tzvei Dinim in Mila. One is talking about Din number one in Mila, one is talking about Din number two in Mila. Potentially. Those are the three ways, the three fundamental ways to deal with the stira. Other than, you know, toes so fair, and, you know, but like the three ways of London would deal with it. Statement A should be understood differently, statement B should be understood differently, or they should both be understood exactly the way you're understanding them, but you have to realize that they are about two different topics. They're about two different things. So what did we say so far? So we suggested yesterday, we didn't suggest, Rav Asher Weiss writes in Milchus Asher, on Makos, that when the Rambam says you're mevatel mitzvah saseh b'chol yom v'yom, statement A, that you're mevatel mitzvah, well, what mitzvah saseh you're being mevatel? Pashupshat, the mitzvah saseh of Mila. Well, then you should be chayv kares b'chol yom v'yom. No, statement A is not to be taken literally. You're not really being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Mila b'chol yom v'yom. And we pointed out yesterday, how can you say that? He says the words, Mevatel Asay B'chol Yom. Yeah, you know where else he says that? He says the same thing by someone who doesn't get married by the time they're 20. That every single day you're being Mevatel Mitzvah Asay. But come on, I got married very young, but I was over 20. So I'm going to go up after 120 years, and they're going to tell me, "Sorry, you're Mevatel Mitzvah Asay of getting married." What do you mean? I was married my whole life. What do you want? You want to tell me that, I don't know, let's say a person doesn't hear shofar one Rosh Hashanah, even though he heard every other Rosh Hashanah that he's mevatel the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah Tav Shinayin Hey. That's a bittul mitzvah, because it only comes up once in your lifetime. Rosh Hashanah Tav Shinayin Hey, that chiv only comes once in your lifetime. And he didn't do it. But getting married, what do you mean? He did it. So what does Rambam mean? So Pashas says what Rambam means is not bittul mitzvah in the sense that you have completely ignored the mitzvah, but that you have downgraded the mitzvah. You have done the mitzvah in an imperfect way, with a lack of zrizus. A person doesn't get married at the age of 20. It's a lack of zrizus. And therefore, we explained yesterday, the Rambam can tell us that if you're busy learning, so you don't have to get married when you're 20. What do you mean? I'm busy learning, I still have to hear a shofar. I'm busy learning, I still have to hear Megillah. I'm busy, I have to do everything else. Why don't I have to get married when I'm 20? Because it's not really a bittul mitzvah. It's a bittul in the zrizus of the mitzvah. So you could argue that over here also. It's not a bittul mitzvah of Mila in the conventional sense of like missing shofar, missing lulav. It's a bittul in the zrizus of the mitzvah. And the raya of Asher brings to this idea is from a famous tshuva, the Nadi Yehuda. I mean, the raya is really from that Rambam we pointed yesterday, but it fits. The famous tshuva, the Nadi Yehuda. Nadi Yehuda was asked, if you look in source number 13, Nadi Yehuda writes, Mechtavo kibalti atmal belayla, whatever, and he says, since you've got to get up early, I'm going to answer you quickly. Al dvar tinok shalonimol bezmano biyom hashmini, machmas choli. You have a baby who didn't get his bris milah on time because he was sick. This happens sometimes. Ukvar chazal briusov uroy lios nimal. And now he's healthy again and he can get a bris milah. He's ready for it. Halacha is that you start counting the 8 days from when he gets healthy. If he's sick, it's from when he gets healthy. If he wasn't really sick, he was just, you know, you're monitoring him or whatever, then it's from birth. But if he, as soon as he clears up. But if he's sick, then when you start counting from when he gets healthy. So now he's healthy, right? He's ready for a bris. Va'aviv rotza la'akev lamul ad yagia erev Pesach. Father wants to wait to do the bris milah to erev Pesach. Why? Because the father is friends with a lot of firstborns. And all the firstborns are telling the father, I don't want to finish Horios or something like that. I can't make a siyum. Just come on, just make your kids bris erev Pesach. We'll be yisudas mitzvah and shine good. We'll be ready to go. We can eat a good breakfast. Besides, bris food is much better than siyum food. One of my children keeps asking my wife, can you please have another baby? Just have a boy so I can have a bagel. Like, I'll buy you a bagel. You know? So it tastes better at the bris. So he says, Yeda, ki davar zehu maisa meguna ma'o da hashas ha-mitzvah. He says, how awful to suggest such a thing, to delay the mitzvah. Even on the day of the milah itself, to do such a thing, shekola yom kosher, where you could really do the milah all day long, and still zrizos, you should do it as early in the day as possible. Kal v'chomer shlo lidchos miyom liyom. Certainly not to delay the milah to a different day. Af shekvar nitchis mizmanu mikol makom shuv kol yom azmanahu. Every day is the new zman. So yafa asar telam al milah shlo bizman erev Pesach. Afim kvar lo maluhu. He even went a step further. He said, let's make a knas that no one's allowed to give a milah shelo bezmana on Erev Pesach. Unless it's the eighth day, no one's ever. What if they did? But they didn't. They didn't give the baby a milah beforehand. Then he's ready on Erev Pesach. Too bad. In order to discourage this practice, he made a knas. Apparently it was common enough that you should never give a milah shelo bezmana on Erev Pesach. These bad firstborns. And should be Erev Pesach, says Erev Shabbos, yeah. Sheesh Locha Sheavli Day Chil Shabbos, no, Erev Shabbos. Ah, says, how can you be matir to delay a mila shlo bezmana to even be mal in Erev Shabbos, where you have to be choshesh and it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos, vaf she'im ira shaloya ef shalomolo ad yom hei o yom vav b'shabbos mutter, even though if it were to happen that's the first day that the baby's ready for it, it's mutter, but would you be allowed to delay something dafka to do it on Erev Shabbos, where it may be maybe l'day Chil Shabbos, where you're going to have to treat the baby if something goes wrong on Shabbos? So he says, "Lahatil, absolutely not." Va'od, mi yidir lebchorim lechol besudas milah shlo bezman of erev Pesach. Va'ari, afilu b'milah bezman akasim magen avram shnogin lahachmir. Furthermore, who says that a bris of a milah shlo bezman is good enough reason? Is a good enough reason to delay to eat an erev Pesach for a bechor? Wild, no. We think a siyuma on anything is a good enough reason. I got an email on erev Pesach. The person in my shul is making a siyum on a mesechta of Mishnayos, a tractate of Mishnayos. What should I do? Don't eat. That's not a good enough reason. But we're makel of small mesechtas or a seder of Mishnayos, whatever. He's not even willing to be makel on a bris. A milah shlo bezman, unbelievable. But then he writes at the end, umilvad hatam shekasafti leil shofar al zvizim makdimin. יש גם כן חשש אולי חס שלום יומס הילד ונדחס המצווה לגמרי. Aside from the Zvizan Makdimin issue, you also have to worry that the baby might die and then the mitzvah is going to be gone entirely. And you'll have missed out, because if the baby dies without a bris mila, chiv kares. ולכן יזר שם תקף כבוד שובסי זו לידו למול התינוק בלי שם דיחוי כלל. I hope I'm going to overnight this letter. I hope this letter gets to you quickly. As soon as you get it, go and give that baby a bris mila. Now, he says a couple of things over here. It's a maguna thing to do because it's Zvizan Makdimin. And also it might lead to Chil Shabbos. And also the baby might die in the middle, in the interim, before you do the mila. And it's going to be a bitul mitzvah. But what you see from all of this is that delaying the bris is not a bitul mitzvah, because what's saying, it's a problem of zrizos. The baby might die, and then it's going to be a bitul mitzvah. It's a maisa maguna, but delaying the bris apparently is not a bitul mitzvah. How could it not be a bitul mitzvah? The Rambam said it's a bitul mitzvah. Why is no debuta should have been so much stronger? Hard to imagine. Should have been so much stronger. He should have said, do it right now, you're being a mevatel mitzvah right now, you're being a mevatel mitzvah mila every single day that you delay. He doesn't say that. He says you're being mevatel zrizos. So you see, it's a raya that he must have understood the Rambam the way we're understanding, the way Rav Asher understands it, that the Rambam is not saying it's a real bitul mitzvah. This in general is a very big topic. Is delaying doing a mitzvah considered to be a bitul mitzvah? Chaznishin Negoim has a suffix about this. A mitzvah whose zman is not over. Zman isn't up at any point. And you're nisrashel b'kiyuma. You're lazy about the kiyuma mitzvah. So you delay. Is that a bitul mitzvah sasei? Or is that just a chisaron in zrizos? With big nafkaminas. Rav Shechter quotes this Chazanish in the Goyim in his article about family planning. People get married and sometimes say, we're ready to be married, we're just not ready to have children. We don't want to have children. So first of all, just Eitzah for all of you. You should think about that before you start dating. Think about whether you're really ready to have children. Sometimes it's a simen if a person's not ready to have children that they're not ready to be married either. We get married so that we can have families. So anyway, a lot of times you have people, we just want to have children when, you know, I finish my third PhD and she finishes whatever, and then once life gets calm and everything is good and we have all the time in the world, then we want to have children. A lot of Eitzah are just like, life never gets calm. You should just know. Life is always chaotic. And it only gets more chaotic. But okay. Are you allowed to delay? So if you say that delaying a mitzvah is called a bittul mitzvah, then it takes a lot to be allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah. You would need something like some sort of situation of choli, whether it's physical health or emotional health, anxiety disorders, things like that. You need something. You need like something substantial. It can't just be because I don't feel like it or because my parents will get angry at me. You know, they told me I can get married, but they didn't tell me I could have kids. I've heard that. Whatever. But it would take something significant. Whereas if it's just a zrizus issue, all right, you know, like I was at a bris where the davening started at 9:15 and the bris was at 10 o'clock. They could have done it 2 hours earlier. Yeah, so they were a little zariz, not so zariz. There's a little more wiggle room when you're dealing with the zrizus issue. So Chaznish raises that suffix. Now, on the other side, the Dvar Avram writes that by Emilu Shalom Bizmana, kol rega verega is considered a bitul asay. Now, when the Rambam says kol yom v'yom, you're mevatel mitzvah, he doesn't mean kol yom v'yom. He means even more than that. Every moment you wake up, boom, right away, is first thing in the morning, you got to do it, otherwise it's a bitul mitzvah. So it happens to be, he says, it may depend on what your kavana is. That it could be that if you plan on never doing the mitzvah, then it's called a bitul asay right away. But if you plan on doing the mitzvah, you're just not in the mood to do it right now, then it's only a bitul of zrizus, not a bitul mitzvah. So that's amazing. You can have two people, husband and wife, that are both not having children, and one of them is just being vatal the zrizus, and the other one's being vatal asay. Why? Because the husband never plans on having children. The wife does plan on having children. She just didn't tell her husband yet. And for her, it's just a matter of delay. So it could depend on your kavanas. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But this chiddush of Rav Asher Weiss is that in these cases, it's only a bittul of the zrizus, not a bittul of the mitzvah. So you understand, if you're going to be osek in the tzarchei mitzvah, to make the mitzvah more beautiful, let's say berovam, like this bris I was at with the 9:15 davening, why did they do a 9:15 davening? Because half of the people were coming from Edison, New Jersey, and it was very hard to get, they wouldn't get here for a 7 o'clock davening. So they did a later davening. So is that a good excuse to be mevatel zrizus? Yeah. Because berovam, you're going to be able to do the mitzvah berovam. Is there such a thing of doing a bris milah berovam? Is that a thing? Berovam hadras melech by a bris? Is there some maila to sing something like that? So there's a gemara in Yuma. Rav Moshe has the following shayla, also bris related. Rav Moshe was asked, my brother gets this shayla from time to time. My brother's a moel in Palo Alto, California. So from time to time, he has to do he does a milah for families not religious. So a lot of times they're going to do the bris. The baby's born on Shabbos. The bris is supposed to be on Shabbos. But if he does the bris on Shabbos, everyone's going to drive to the bris. So Rav Moshe was asked not about that exactly. It's interesting, Rav Vazner is the Chron of Racha, was asked about that, and Rav Vazner said, don't do the bris on Shabbos. And the Shoal said to Rav Vazner, but Rav Moshe says, you do it. Rav Moshe says to do it on Shabbos anyway. So Rav Vazner said, I haven't seen the Tshuva in Igros Moshe, but I disagree. I don't think. So if you actually look at the Tshuva in Igros Moshe, it's not the same Shaila. What Rav Moshe was asked was the following. Rav Moshe was asked, you're doing a bris by non-frum people, and it's not that people are going to drive there. It's that while you're there, there's going to be Chil Shabbos going on in the house. It's not that you're goreim the Chil Shabbos by causing people to drive there. It's that it's just going to be, it's an environment of Chil Shabbos. Because it's a bunch of Mechalei Shabbos in the house. They're going to be turning on and off lights without a Shabbos switch. Kosher switch, whatever you call it. They're going to be, I know, it's a big deal this week. It's splice. Someone emailed me today, I heard your shiur from 2011 about kosher switch. This is old news, you know. It's not new things. Oh, so someone told me, I heard your shiur from 2011, and did you know at the end of the shiur, you correctly predicted the The Shabbos app. Apparently, I said in that shir, next thing you know, someone's going to come up with an app that you can use yourself on a Shabbos. So I correctly predicted it. I'm like, I'm amazed at myself. I'm pretty amazing. That's fantastic. But what was I saying? So Ramesha says, you can be in an environment of Chil Shabbos. So says Ramesha, is there anything wrong with being in an environment of Chil Shabbos? So you'll see Chil Shabbos. What's so bad about that? So he says it is bad. Because Gemara Numa tells us that if you're witnessing the avoda on Yom Kippurim, so there are two different things that are going on simultaneously in different places. One by the Kohen Gadol, someone else by others, Kanei Kuna, whatever. And you're allowed to leave one to go see the other. So Gemara says, of course you're allowed to leave one to go see the other. What difference does it make? So no, you might have thought Barava Mahadras Melech. And therefore, you're not allowed to leave one to see the other. Kamash Malan, that it's okay. So, Moshe, what's the Gemara's Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan is that it is a Barav Am Hadras Melech, even though you're not participating at all. You're just seeing someone do a mitzvah. And that's a kiyum of Barav Am Hadras Melech. It's just Kamash Malan that's not enough of a reason not to go contribute to the Barav Am Hadras Melech of another mitzvah. But it is a Barav Am Hadras Melech. It is a kiyum of Barav Am Hadras Melech to be there to watch a mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe, if it's a kiyum of Barav Am Hadras Melech, that it's a greater glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people are witnessing Avodas Hashem, it's a greater Chil Hashem when people witness Chil Shabbos. Seeing it is a Chil Hashem. Giving it an audience is a Chil Hashem. An unbelievable tshuva from Moshe. Why do people not know about this tshuva? It's unbelievable, no? Giving an audience to Chil Shabbos is a Chil Hashem. So Moshe says, it is an inyan not to see Chil Shabbos. But it's not enough of an inyan to be mevatel bris milah, a milah bizman. So go do the bris milah on Shabbos and get out of there as quickly as you can. Just try not to be in an environment of Chil Shabbos. That's the Rav Moshe's tshuva. So if you have the opportunity to create a bris milah barav am, this great opportunity to, and it is, more people are there, that's a greater Kiddush Hashem. That maybe beats out the Zrizos. Because it's a different form of a chib of mitzvah. There are a lot of ways that we show love for mitzvahs. There's Zrizim Akdimin, there's barav am hadras melech, mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. We have a lot of ways of showing that we love a mitzvah. So sometimes there's a conflict. I could do this sign of chavivus or that sign of chavivus ha-mitzvah. So the better chavivus ha-mitzvah is the brava. And now you understand why the Rambam would say that you're not chayiv karis until you are absolutely never going to get the milah. Until the guy dies. Because only then is he mevatel the mitzvah entirely. Up until then it's just an issue of zizim makdimin. You might say, but it's dachuk in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says you're being vatal mitzvah, and we're just saying you're being vatal zrizus. Yeah. But he says, I'm not the first person to be dochek in the lashon of this Rambam. He says, if you look in the Chazanish writes, Dinihid b'kol yom hu muzer mi pi agvura lasos v'u mam reveinu ose mi kol makom kishe mikayim besof hukal chet'o. When you ultimately do the bris, your sin becomes lightened. V'chashiv kima'acher hatzava'a v'lo kimevatel. You hear? V'chashiv kima'acher hatzava'a v'lo kimevatel. We treat it like you delayed the mitzvah, not that you were mevatel the mitzvah. Chaznish is not saying the same thing. Now what the Rambam means to tell you is that it's a violation of Zrizin. As long as you ultimately do it, it's just a violation of Zrizin. You were not actually mevatel the mitzvah. Now, according to this, though, Tosos is going to be a little harder. Tosos asks, how can you be chayav karban chatos if the onesh kares is not mevurar ad sheyamos? How can you be chayav karban chatos right now? According to this, Tosos should have asked much better. You have no chayav kares right now. You're not even mevatel the mitzvah as a chayav kares. You're just mevatel the zvizim akdim in the mitzvahs. And even Tosfos Teretz doesn't solve it. When he says, no, b'kol yom v'yom, you have something, you have onesh karis alav. Not according to this. B'kol yom v'yom, you have a bitul zrizus, not a bitul mitzvah. So you have to say that Tosus disagrees with the Rambam, right? That Tosus holds that each and every day is a bitul mitzvah of milah, not just a bitul in the mitzvah. It's a bitul of mitzvah, not just a bitul of the zrizus. It's a bitul of mitzvah saseh. And therefore, on some level, it's a chiv kares. So that is one way to understand the Rambam. I mean, we've gone through a couple in the last few days. One final way to understand the Rambam is, as we mentioned, the brisker way. That there it's Tzvei Dinim in Mila. The Rambam says you're Mevatel Mila every day. True. The Rambam says you're not Mevatel Mila till you die. You're not Chayv Karis till you die. Also true. Because the mitzvah of Mila is not one mitzvah. There are two separate inyanim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Maisa Mila, a Maisa mitzvah. And then there's the element sheyehei chasum ba'os bris kodesh, that a person should be gemalt, should have a milah. That's the pasuk. Zos brisi asher tishmeru beinu veinechem uvein zaracha acharecha hima lachem kol zachar. Should be os bris beinu veinechem. The maisa milah is the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That we're mekayim by doing a bris mila. The fact that we have a chosam and ospris kodesh, the ospris is to be nimal, unimaltem, not umaltem, unimaltem, to be nimal, to have vahayal ospris, to have an ospris. You know, this is what they say, is a pshat in the Gemara, what is it, Gemara about David HaMelech, Medrash about David HaMelech. What does it say about David HaMelech? That he was in the bathhouse, And he saw that he was Aram in a mitzvos. And he said, Oy vey, I'm Aram in a mitzvos, what's going to be now? And then he saw, because he doesn't have tzitzis, and he doesn't have tefillin, and he doesn't... Then he saw that he has his bris mila. And he felt comforted, because he had his bris mila. What do you mean? The bris mila was done when he was 8 days old. He's not doing the mitzvah mila. No, he doesn't have the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah of mila. But he has the mitzvah of being gemalt, that each and every moment of your life, you have a mitzvah to be gemalt, to have a bris milah, of unamaltem, of having the Yos Bris Kodesh. So he says, it could be b'chol sha'a v'sha'a. You're mevatel a mitzvah saseh. You know which mitzvah? The Yos Bris that you need to have on your body at every single moment. But you're not chayiv kares for that mitzvah. You know what you're chayiv kares for? Failure in the Maisa mitzvah of Mila. And that's a once in a lifetime Maisa. It's not every single second, every single day. So the Rambam is perfect. The Rambam says, Kol yom v'yom, you don't have a Mila, you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of being gemalt. And you know what? You're not chayiv kares, because there's no chayiv kares for failure to be gemalt. But if you die without doing a Mila ever, well then you're chayiv kares. Because then you failed in the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila. And failure in the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila could make a person Chayiv Kares. And this plays a huge role in understanding the Shitas HaRamah. The Ramah writes that if you have a child that was mauled before day 8, did a bris early on the baby, you don't need to do a tafas dam bris. You don't need to draw blood again afterwards. Because he already has a bris. He already yotzei. So the Rama writes in Yardeas and Resh Samach Beis. Wild, no. We generally assume that before the 8th day, it's not a bris. They do the meal in the hospital or whatever, no good. And therefore, according to that Ramah, if I were to ask you, you have two choices. Either they can do the Mila a day early or a day late. What's better? The Chari, you would think a day early is better, because a day late is a violation of Zrizus also. Day early is just the wrong Zaman, but at least you're not violating Zrizus. And it's a Kasha Mila. However, the Achronim explain that maybe what the Ramah is saying is something different. That maybe what the Ramah is saying is that when you get a bris milah within the 8 days, less than 8 days, it's not a maisa milah, but it creates a sense of being gemalt. So the baby's already mauled, says the Ramah, so you don't have to do atavas dan bris because he's already mauled. But was a maisa milah done? You messed up. Can't do a maisa milah now. You lost every opportunity for a maisa milah. Chayiv kares. Unbelievable, no? He's gemalt. Don't even bother with the Tavas Dan Bris. But chayiv kares because he never did the maisa milah. It's a huge... Having these tzvei dinim is eye-opening in terms of the mitzvah of milah. But to open our eyes a little bit wider, it's important to point out that it's not so pashut that there's tzvei dinim in milah. There may be three dinim in milah. Yeah? According to that, to this understanding of the Ramah, yes. According to that understanding of the Ramah, yes. The father will be chayiv karis, the baby gets the milah early. The Machs HaShekel has a chiddush that the father is only chayiv to do the milah on the eighth day. And after that, it's a mitzvah on the Beis Din. Because he says the father has the chiyuv of the maisa mitzvah. The chiyuv of the Beis Din is to make sure that everyone is gemalt. And the maisa mitzvah is only on day 8. After that, there is no maisa mitzvah. Which would be wild. I mean, but then lechora, well, I guess when he becomes bar mitzvah, he has a maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah transfers over to him. But according to Machs HaShekel, you have that long break between day 8 and when he turns 13, where there is no maisa mitzvah anymore. You would, because the chiv would never be chal on him if he's ready gemalt by then. What? Right. But he had no chiv. So he wouldn't be chayiv karis. I just, to broaden it a little bit, in the Sefer Ishim Veshitos, he writes, he has a Rav Zevin Zichron Levracha, has a biographical sketch of many, many gedolim, 12 random gedolim that lived over the last 250 years. About the Nitziv, not biographies in terms of like their life story, but biographies in terms of the way they thought and the way they taught and the way they learned, and their, you know, it was an intellectual biography. And he has a few pages, 10 pages on each Rav, and then he's got like 80 pages on the Ragachavar, because he was a Talmud of the Ragachavar. Rav Zevin was ben bias by the Ragachavar. So all the stories, those crazy stories here about the Ragachavar, where he said something really sharp and he, you know, like, you know the stories, they're all true, they all come from Rav Zevin. Yeah, he says, yeah, they're all true. So when he describes Ragachavar's derech and learning, he writes, Hanituach shel agona Ragachavar, it's interesting, you ever read any of the Ragachavar's writings, they're incomprehensible. You can't understand anything the Ragachavar is saying. It's like he writes in Mar Makomos. But he said, if you heard the Ragachavar speak, it was crystal clear. It's very interesting. You wouldn't expect that. Normally, people who are able to articulate ideas can articulate them in writing also. It's a matter of just clarifying ideas in a way that people can understand. But he said the Ragachavar was crystal clear, just not in writing. But he says, one of the things, Yadua Chidush Yitasa Hanituchit Shel Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik V'Holchem B'Kvosav Shitas Shnei Dinim. Says everyone knows Rabbi Chaim, the Brisker method, Svei Dinim. L'Harogachovi Yesh Gam Derech Nituchim Shel Shlosha Dinim. The Ragachavar would take halachas and break it down into three parts. That was part of his style. And he gives, what's the first mashal he gives? B'mitzvahs Mila the mashal. Three dinim in bris milah. Etzem ha-pu'ula ha-maisa k'shul atzmo. There's the maisa milah. Then there's beis shelo yehei arel, an iser to be an arel. And then gimel sheyihiyeh mahul, a mitzvah saseh to be gemalt, which is separate and apart from the iser of being an arel. Ubibikius rabba humochiach sheesham kamaofanim shrak dinachim yishosha dinaskarim noig behem. That there are many, there are certain many situations where only one of these three is operative. someone is nolad mahu. He's not an arel. Is he gemalt? I don't know. He didn't have a mila. No maisa mila, so you only have just that he's not an arel. Different situations where you could isolate one of these dinim. And he gives other areas of halacha where the Ragishav does by get. He says, you have the get, the gerishin, and the raya. All within the get. Whatever, not going to get into all the... But that was a unique style of the Ragishav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next week we will start a new sugya. And let me know what you want for Sunday. And what time we should have shiur on Sunday, because there's no DRS. I could do early if people want on Sunday.